It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage. Good marriage.
All right, Kim.
All right, Brandon.
It's time to get down to the get down. Mm. 2018 is coming to a close.
Word.
As you know.
Yeah.
But this is the time where I like to take a moment to pause and reflect. In this segment, we like to call highs and lows of 2018.
Mm. I like to believe that it was bigger highs, that's for sure, than lows. You know, and the lows were definitely some strong learning experiences. So that's understandable. So, all right, let's get started.
Let's get to it.
Tell me a high, babe.
Let's see. Of mine. Oh, yeah. So in 2017, I did this spoken word for, like, my old employer. And we recorded it, we put it on YouTube, and in 2018, I found out that I actually won an award for that thing. So,
okay.
That's a high.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about for you? What's a high?
A high for me was starting a nursing blog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Black Nurse Green Life.
Check that out. That's dope.
I don't have much time to post to it, but it's something that came out of, you know, me just wanting to have some sort of outlet of some sort, mm-hmm. and have a place to just, like, share some thoughts here and there. And at the same time, I started my Black Nurse Green Life Instagram, too.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. I've met some cool folks, actually, through the blog and Instagram. Mm. A lot of great nurses.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I didn't know it was hidden like that. I knew it was hidden, but I didn't know it was hidden like that. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, like I said, it'd be nice if I can post more. So that's a goal, mm-hmm. for 2019.
Another high for me is that maybe a high for us is mom and grandma visited.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like our first visitors, I think.
Yeah, they were
among the first.
Definitely amongst the first, but they were our first, like, came out here solely to spend, mm-hmm. a week with us,
yeah.
kind of visitors. And it was awesome.
It was so great.
I was so exhausted from work,
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't care. I tried to squeeze as much time with them from, like, morning to night every day. And mom, grandma, I apologize for not giving you really much rest on your vacation, because I also wanted you to fall in love with California.
Yeah.
And hope that you want to come back again soon.
Please come back.
Yeah.
Please come back soon.
But it was the first, like, real time that I felt like I was, like, with family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. I got accepted into graduate school. That was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
And, you know, even with all the challenges of the year, mm-hmm. I still was able to meet that goal. And I really had to listen to my heart to know, like, are you sure you really want to do this? And I'm not, mm-hmm. a typical listen to your heart person. I'm very much only, you know, head person. But I let them work in unison, and the decision was to still apply. And I only applied to one school because it was the only school I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going.
That's exciting, man. Awesome. Okay. Another high. We celebrated 5 years of marriage.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Five on it. Mm. Mm. Oh, you see that?
Mm. It's my favorite part of red lipstick.
Because it leaves a mark.
Exactly.
To let you know.
Let them know.
That she's been here.
Exactly.
That's right. On my cheekbone.
Last time I did that at church on Sunday, I was rubbing it, but it just made it look like you had. It just looked like you
just
got
like you beat me.
A little poop. A little punch right there. But it's okay.
Oh, man. We visited Cabo.
Oh, yeah. It was our first time in
Mexico.
Mexico. Mm, that was
so
for
great. ATV riding.
I think my birthday
Sweet.
Week, yep. I think. Oh, man. Yeah, that was fun.
So much fun.
I can't wait to go back.
I wanted to move.
Honestly,
like, it was so great. I was like, how do we get property here and move in and, mm-hmm. learn all the Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and become a lifetime resident?
Yeah, I'm a fan. That can
we
happen
gotta
again.
We got to go back. Yeah.
Yeah, soon.
For sure. Mm-hmm. We visited San Diego. Well, it was my first time in San Diego.
Yeah.
For the first time.
And it was a time for me to fall back in love with San Diego.
It was so great. Mm-hmm. We went to the YouTube space. The Creators for Change event in L.A. And we got a chance to hang out with awesome content creators. Got to kick it with the homie Believe and his family Yvette and... I don't know. The kids weren't there. Anaya was there. Mm-hmm. We saw Anaya. Mm-hmm. And it was cool, man.
It was nice to be able to go and support. Like, yeah. we were planning to do like a down the Pacific Coast road trip from the Bay Area to San Diego. But when we heard that Belief in Fatherhood was going to be having his Creators for Change video premiered in LA that same day, we was like, oh. Forget it. We're going to get there as quick as we can, straight to LA. And then from there, drive to San Diego. Yeah. But it was awesome. That was a really great.
It was great.
Great experience. Yeah.
Should we do lows now?
Yeah, I guess.
The lows. So, I lost my job. Mm-hmm. I failed a class.
It happens, man.
So I just wanted to get those two.
Just get it. Just knock them out.
Just get it out of the way.
Knock them out. Blah, blah.
Job loss. Lost fell to class. Blah, blah.
Okay. How did that make you feel? Because it was not too far from each other.
Man, it felt like I was just losing that life. You know, I was like, I'm smiling because I get it from my mom. Like when we're delivering bad news, like it's smiles. It's like, yeah, I lost my job today. Broke my toe. I actually did break my toe. That is a low.
You did. Broke your toe.
Oh my gosh.
The week of,
That was the week of a high for you going to Tanzania.
Yeah, back to Tanzania.
It was a high for you and a low broken toe.
I didn't even get all the way to Tanzania. I was in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Called you at the airport. You're like,
I got bad news, man. I broke my toe, man.
I think I broke my toe. I was like, I haven't left you for like a day yet.
Not even a day.
Not even a full day yet.
Already breaking body parts.
Mm. And the fail in the class, like.
Oh yeah, fell in the class. It was just, I don't know, man. I was in a low point, you know, where, you know, I think I was grieving, like my job loss, you know, which that's normal. But I was going through grieving. Like I was going through a phase where I didn't feel good enough. And then on top of that, you know, I failed my, like one of my field production classes. And I was like, oh my gosh. But a high, just, you know, a flip side to that is that I had an opportunity to retake the class, passed it, and had the grade forgiven. So,
yeah, look at the Lord.
Look at him. Grace upon grace. Mm. Getting what I don't deserve.
So. But that was just, I think, the, you know, push that you needed. That, like, to know, okay, I can do this. Because it was, a mistake. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, and just, like, not kind of being on top of the requirements that caused the failure. So you were really on it.
Yeah.
After
that
experience.
It was the lesson that I needed to learn. What about some lows for you?
My body did not respond well to working night shift. So I'm a nurse and I worked night shift for the vast majority of 2018. And my night shift staff, fantastic. They're awesome to work with. And my job itself is great. I love my unit and everything, but like my body never got used to night shift. Never got used to it. And for those who like aren't familiar with like night shift, it just basically is you're flipping your schedule. So I'm working 12-hour shifts, but overnight. So like, you know, like 7 p.m. to like 7, 8 a.m. And at first I was sticking to just the night shift schedule, even on the days off. But then I was never really seeing Brandon. And he, you know, even when he saw me, I was really, really tired and trying to like force it. And it just got really lonely. So I started... maybe after the first few 3 or 4 months, I started clumping my work days together. So I worked 3 to 4 shifts in a row, dying, in the process, and then use my 3 to 4 days off to flip my schedule back, where I'm sleep at night and up during the day. Mm-hmm. And it was like being a zombie. I felt like so like a diminished version of myself, and just trying to do the best I can. I do feel like I did the best that I could. Like, I stayed as healthy as I could. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I just never could get really good quality sleep. And I was trying all the things to help with sleep. And it just didn't matter, man. It didn't matter. And then sometimes I was staying up for like 24 plus hours straight, because my body just like...
crazy.
Didn't know what to do. Like, and it gets immune to stuff. Like, I tried melatonin and that stopped working. I tried like over-the-counter sleep medicine and that stops working. And mm-hmm. you try prescription sleep medicine and I didn't like that. Tried that once or twice and I was like, this makes me feel too weird. And I got the diffuser, yeah. Got lavender spray, blackout curtains, eye mask, meditation music, calm app, like
tried white to feng shui sound. The bedroom, like all type of stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But though I appreciate the experience of learning how to do night shift, you know, like I am so thankful to be back on day shift now.
Thank the Lord. I hope you never go back to that
day shift position opened up. I hopped on it and had enough seniority.
It was right when you got some seniority.
As soon as I got some seniority, I had to go ahead and abuse my privilege.
Hey, it's not abusing.
It's abusing. I mean, I'm
take advantage.
I'm entitled, I guess, to using my
privilege.
And I was like, oh, let me slide right in here, and I know y'all probably want to go to day shift, but not before I do. Okay,
sit down.
Yeah. If I have a say, I will try to never work a permanent night shift position ever again. I'm definitely happy to pick up shifts and help out if the need's there. But like my body, everything can get thrown off. They say if you can stick with it for 2 years, then you're a lifer. You're going to be a night shift person for life. It particularly is helpful for folks who have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Helps kind of with the shift, you know, they can work at night and then be available to their children during the day.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, there's taking a nap. At some point, but you just get used to it. Get used to functioning in that lesser capacity, and you maximize it to the best that you can. But that was not for me. My hormones got really like screwed up.
It really like. You know, really, like, I started having
I already had pretty bad periods. It took that to it may not have been the sole cause, but it certainly contributed to them being so much worse.
Mm.
I didn't know when to eat. I gained weight, even though I wasn't really eating a whole lot more. It's just the time of days that I was eating was always so different. I just think my body didn't know what to do with it. My whole stomach, like system, everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was a lot. I mean, that was a big low.
That was a big low because it was so multifaceted.
Yeah.
The effect that like it was having.
It just affected so many parts of our lives.
And I missed you so much, man. Yeah. Even when I come home from work and I'm trying to sleep and you out here living your best life.
In these streets.
Yeah. And... you know, friends. I wanted to be able to spend time with friends, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Or I would try and just not feel my best self. So I kind of don't even look like I want to be there, you know? Even though I'm trying, I do want to be there. And then, you know, people, like, just kind of stopped even asking, like, me to go with them to do stuff. Not because they didn't want me there, but just because they're like, oh, no, she got a crazy schedule. So, because that sucked, that... I'm the only person that people know
mm-hmm.
with a nurse schedule, let alone a night shift nurse schedule.
It made it hard to create new relationships.
Yeah, yeah. And people are weird about it. Like, they're just like, first thing they would ask every time they saw me would be like, are you still working that night shift? I'm like, don't make it worse than it is. Like, don't, like, Yes, I am.
I don't
want to
be.
I don't want to, but this is my life and it's paying my bills and I love my job. Can we just get past that and find another way and or another thing to talk about? Deja, I really love the pace of it too. I like being busy and Deja is busier. So anyway.
Yeah. One thing about working night shift is just, it's extremely hard because like it flips your sleep schedule, you know, and especially living in an apartment situation, you know, when you're trying to sleep, everyone is up, you know, either like the world is going on, people are getting ready for work,
the dogs
are barking, kids are playing, you know, and he's just like, I just want quiet so I can sleep. You know, so I'm so happy that you're on day shift now. And
talk about gratitude, man. Yeah. Like, I wake up like...
You wake up with a glow now. Like
I'm like...
You wake up like Scrooge.
The sun.
The day after the last ghost got up.
Oh, look, my husband.
You said, what day is it? Yep. Monday. Monday, you say? I mean, I just feel like after that, I kind of want to hide.
I know. I think I need to hide. Definitely going to Tanzania for, that was my fourth time traveling to Tanzania for a mission trip with my church in Maryland.
Which is a two-sided thing. Like we also had a chance to hang out with some friends in Maryland.
Yeah, we made it two-part trip. And then you hung out in Maryland for a few days while I went to Tanzania.
Yeah, and came face-to-face. So that was our
first visit back. Oh, yeah. The big toe. Yeah, the toe. Yeah.
But up to that point, it was incredible. You know, I got a chance to see a lot of my siblings, a lot of my, like, really good friends. My best friend lives in Maryland. And, you know, it was cool, man. It was really, really awesome catching up with people, so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we miss y'all, man.
Miss Maryland.
We may see y'all again.
And then Mom drove down sometime and surprised us. That was because that was my biggest regret. That I was like, dang it, why did I like?
Man, when set y'all this both trip were crying,
differently,
I was like y'all should stop because I'm gonna start.
But I was like, I missed my mom so much, man. Even though I saw her maybe 4 months before that, but I like.
It was just a surprise.
I hate being this far from her, man. Yeah. I hate being this far from my mother and my grandmother.
I wish mom and grandma lived here.
Me too. But, like, and I've never been, like, a homesick person, but I'm, like, people sick.
Yeah.
I think, you know, where I really wish that mom and grandma were close. And it's just because of how hard the year was, too. Like,
it was really tough.
Difficult year when you, and that's when you want your people. More.
Another low. Trump is still in office.
Let's not talk about that.
No politics. Okay.
I don't know. I don't mind politics, but I don't want to talk about him.
He's still there.
Let's just, you know, accept that.
Hopefully we can get a high and like he be impeached.
Let's just acknowledge the low and move on. Right. Yeah.
We're still supposed to pray for our leader, so.
I ain't saying not to.
That is a reminder for me.
A high was definitely finished going because it was a 1-year residency program. And it was nice to complete the year. I felt like I was solidly trained and I was able to work independently. And for the most part, feel pretty confident. It's definitely when things are kind of like there's anything abnormal going on with a patient. You know, I still consult my seasoned nurses, that's for sure. And I appreciate the teamwork. So that's a big high, is getting through that program, loving my unit, loving my team, and just enjoying the process, even when it's hard, which it has been difficult. And then now that I'm on day shift, I'm almost feeling like I'm relearning, you know, the heavy things again, like, you know, the busyness and the just crazier environment of day shift, but I wouldn't trade it. I love it. I love the energy of the staff there too, so it's nice.
You know what I love, and it's a high for me, your energy. The energy you have when you get off of work.
I feel so much better.
You're tired, but it's a different tired. It's normal tired. It's like, oh yeah, you should be tired.
It's
I mean,
not like death.
Not like, You should be asleep right now, tired. But it's like, oh yeah, it's cool. You want to take a nap? You got time? And then, you know, to see you were able to interact with like our new friends here, you know, and they're getting the best of you now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you were already awesome. Everyone was like, oh, your wife's so awesome. I was like, just wait. Just wait. It gets better.
So, when she's not chronically sleep deprived. When she's not
exhausted and delirious.
Like everything. Oh, yeah. Because even going to church was hard. Church service is at 10, and that's like, felt like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would come, and people would be so sweet. But I'm like in sunglasses, looking like a complete
just a diva.
And but I made it. Yeah. Usually,
never was.
If I didn't have to work that Saturday night, the Sunday morning, and Sunday night, I would go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Any other lows for you? Don't have to be like on the list or anything. I think we
a low that's pretty immediate is my drink.
I know. Oh, I still got some.
You still got a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep this party going then. Yeah. All right. So a low, another low for me. Or high. I don't know. I feel like a high for me is that I feel like I'm getting into a good rhythm of things, you know. I feel like with creating Good Marriage, Great God, the videos and also the podcast, and I feel like we're starting to pick up some steam and getting into a rhythm of creating the content.
Yeah,
you know, I just feels good, man. Yeah,
I'll say 2019. Sorry, 2018 low, and then we should definitely end on a high.
Who ends on a low?
Yeah,
really.
It's us really wanting to get pregnant and not getting pregnant.
Yeah,
and I don't say really want because I guess that's relative, but hoping.
Yeah, I mean we want to.
For it, hoping for it.
We
want to,
and we hope for it.
And but it not happening. And
that's pretty tough.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah,
but, we're doing. The best that we can, and taking it in stride, not getting all stressed out about it. The only times I actually even feel like it's a low is when I have crazy cycles that that confuse me. So the whole night shift thing threw off my cycle some. So every month it was something different.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it was on, kind of at the same time every month, symptoms are different every month.
Yeah.
And then now with me flipping from night shift to day shift, it's back to doing that again. So every month's a surprise.
Yeah.
Every month's a surprise. And
full
so
possibility.
Yeah. But so every time it's like, oh, a few days late, maybe something's happening. I don't know. And then that starts to bring its own oh, well.
Every time it brings a little bit of hope.
I did go to counseling this week, which it was right on time because I was having a late period that was playing with my emotions and was starting to feel the frustration that comes with attempting, wanting something and it not happening yet.
Mm-hmm.
Before I my only frustration was just having awful periods, really. But the whole trying to get pregnant at some point process wasn't frustrating until this month. Mm-hmm. And my counselor was really helpful. It was a good, I didn't really feel like talking much.
Yeah.
Because I don't really talk much because that's how I am with anything that's difficult.
Yeah, I might start counseling back up. Because, I have feelings about it too that I don't feel like I've really explored.
It's a start of me. I've never I've barely even brought it up in past sessions before, and I haven't seen her in at least a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, kind of
just new revelations.
So right. It was I just let her know this is probably something I should probably start talking about because I feel myself starting to feel the weight of frustration or man, I'm getting tired of this. If it's not gonna happen, just let me know right now. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna happen. And she really helped empower me with like knowing that it's okay to hope for something, but not own the end result.
Yeah.
And that's difficult for me. That's difficult because I usually just don't hope for what I know, but for things that I don't think are, you know, virtually certain. Mm-hmm. Because that's how I protect myself. I protect myself from getting hurt by like not getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
So even when we're like, even if we ever mention the potential of getting pregnant to people, we just be like, well, we're not trying, you know? Yeah.
Like, and that's because we also don't want to get other people's hopes.
Because we don't want to get, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So. But now she like encouraged me to put it out there in the universe and let like God know, like, God, you know, if I haven't said it before, I actually do want this.
Yeah.
And just to put that clarity out there. Mm-hmm. But then make sure to also say, but it's you know, ultimately in your hands. Yeah. And I just ask that you provide us with insight on if there's anything that we should or should not do to make that happen. Because I still am in a place where I don't want to do a whole lot of intervention.
Yeah.
So even though that is a low on the surface, I actually kind of think it's also a high because I've learned a lot about myself in the process. It's not all so black
and white. Sometimes your lows are your highs and your highs are your lows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I've learned more about listening to myself. My hormones being all screwed up with night shift definitely showed me some sides of myself that I didn't really know about.
Couldn't even do it with a straight face. It was crazy.
Just learning myself. And I didn't even know myself even had parts that still needed to be learned. So here we are.
Layers.
Just learning new things.
Life and layers.
This is, you know, this kind of thing that we're working on, you know, this like expanding our family, the potential is expanding our family one day is just one more thing that is opening my eyes to like what we want, what we don't want, what we're okay with, what we're, you know, want to really be intentional. So we'll see what 2019 is about and see, you know, I believe that all of the journey of the highs and lows is to really to prepare you for new journeys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's kind of how I see it, you know, it's all preparation. You don't know for what, but it's preparation.
Yeah, but that's okay because, at this point we've been through our individual lives as well as our marriage, we've seen it in action, you know, us go through tribulations. It's such a heavy word.
I love
challenges,
tribulations, frustrations,
and then see with our own eyes how that prepared us for another challenge that ended up being doable because we had experienced the challenge before and knew that we could get through. Here's to building up our fortitude.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Fortitude is a good word.
It is.
Here's to the preparation of whatever's on the horizon.
Oh, yeah. Enjoying the journey while learning from the journey and preparing for the next journey.
Oh, that's deep.
It's not. It's not.
I went just like this.
Yeah.
I just started off like I was really about to like do a step routine.
Yeah.
And it was like.
And then I was like, all right.
My drink is getting low.
Yeah, me too. So you know what that means.
It's time to go. We thank you so much, family, for joining us. And like all the times that you joined us, especially now, it's very special for our viewers and our listeners. We thank you for taking your time out because your time is valuable. So this means a lot. What also means a lot is your support. Now, you could support in so many different ways, but for right now, the best ways you can show your love and support is by commenting, by rating us for our listeners, rating us, maybe leave a voice message for you guys who use Anchor. Let us know. We want to hear your words of affirmation because sometimes it's tough to get up and set this stuff up and share, you know, but whenever we can see that like or whenever we get a new subscriber or whenever we hear words of affirmation, it's like fuel in our tank, you know, a battery in our back or whatever, whatever.
Yeah, no, people have been really encouraging.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so really, it's been really, really like, yeah, like great, you know, and it's let us know that, you know, what we're doing matters to people. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you're on YouTube, you can certainly like and subscribe and share. Leave us a comment below just to let us know what you think. If you have any questions or if you decide to go through our 12 questions of Christmas with your mate, and let us know some of the answers that surprised you.
Yeah. Also, let us know some of your highs and lows of 2018. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We'd love to read that and hear from you.
Absolutely. And I'd love to pray for you with those lows and to praise with you those highs, man. Because that's
praising. Pray and praise. I love it.
Pray and praise. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's awesome.
So, till next time, guys, thank you so much again. Hopefully, we can get another episode out before the new year. We're gonna try. But in the potential that we don't, have a very Merry Christmas. All right. Hope you're able to spend time doing what you want
with the people you love.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to hear from you. Till later. We love you, family.
Hey, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kim.
And this has been Good Marriage, Great God. Hey, if you like what you heard today, be sure to comment, like, subscribe.
You could find us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook at Good Marriage, Great God.
Till next time.